Hallelujah! The Lord has risen. Today is April 5th, Easter Sunday. Last year, many dioceses and archdioceses across the United States, England, and France reported that a record number of adults were baptized during the Easter Vigil. Let us pray that even more people open their heart to the Lord this year. Let's begin today with a quote from St. Augustine. Our heart is restless until it rests in you, O Lord. During the Easter Vigil in 387 AD, St. Augustine was baptized by St. Ambrose of Milan at the Cathedral of Milan, Italy. He was 33 years old. After years of searching for the truth and experiencing a growing emptiness and worldly pleasures, he was ready to surrender to Christ. St. Ambrose taught his catechumens that they will enter Christ's death and burial when they go down in the baptismal waters, and coming up from the waters they will rise with Christ to a new life. In rising to this new life, Augustine found fulfillment of his heart's desire. Every year at Easter, people all over the world make a similar decision to enter the waters of baptism and enter into a new life in Christ. Although the celebration of the Easter Vigil looks somewhat different than it did in the years of St. Ambrose and St. Augustine, it used to last all night. Many of the rituals remain the same. For the last time this season, let us turn to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early when the sun had risen on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, as he told you." Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. The Latin word praeconium means a town crier and or the news that the town crier announces. The angel's words, "He has been raised," are referred to as the praeconium Paschali, the Easter proclamation. He has been raised. Jesus has gone through to the other side of death. He has opened the way for us. We are free, free at last. This is news worth shouting about. Let this good news, the meaning of the word gospel, ring out in our towns, in the countryside, in the whole world. Let there be singing and dancing. Have a blessed and joyous Easter.